the Buffalo Zoo, Albright Knox Art Gallery, Darwin Martin House, Buffalo Museum of Science, and Shays Performing Arts Center are just some of the city's cultural landmarks that have something in common. All have undergone, or will soon be undergoing, multi-million dollar updates. Patrick Kaler, president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara, says the local cultural growth has, in turn, been keeping his office busy.
And we look at, you know, Harbor Center, Canalside, even the medical campus, because that's changing the landscape for medical tourism and the types of medical conventions that we're able to bring to the destination. So all of these things, and people may not think that they relate to tourism, but in some way or another, they do. They have a place to bring different meetings and events or activities to our destination.
And there's more coming. Next year, Explore and More Children's Museum is planning to open its new center in Buffalo's Canalside.
I think that that's what's still exciting about Buffalo and Erie County is that there are still things being added to our inventory of things to see and do.
The Albright Knox already had a solid reputation in the art world while vintage architecture was readily available to view in downtown Buffalo. But the many millions of dollars that have since been spent on the city led one local publication, Buffalo Magazine, to call it a cultural comeback. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.